Okay, so this episode is going to be short and sweet. And I say that because this is pretty much more so just a reminder type of episode. We all need a reminder here and there to help us get back focused, get us back on track. And just simple reminders of things that we should be hearing on a daily basis. So based on the title of this episode, I will be discussing the power of saying no and how magical that word is. honestly, no is a beautiful word. It's a very transparent word. It's an honest word, and it is a word that I love dearly. So make sure you tune in to this episode. I hope you receive something from it, and you know, let's get right into it. Let's catch these gems. Okay, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, so here's a story. You are stressed from work. You have so much going on. You are weary. Your bones is weary. You're tired. You need a break, okay? And you have a full load. So you are working a 9-to-5. You are working on a major project for your 9-to-5 while also working on a major project for what it can be school, it can be for your business, it can be for whatever it is that you have going on, and while being a family man or woman. So you have all of these things going on and someone asks you to do something for them. Let's just say it can be, I don't know, house sit or get a car wash for, I don't know. It can be anything. And with so much that you already have going on, what will be your response to what this person is asking you to do? You already have so much going on. And let's add in there that you have deadlines for these things that need to get done. What is your response? What are you going to say? What is your answer? Will you say yes or will you say no? Now let's play this out. So you say yes. And you pick on someone else's deeds or duties, I should say. And you have your own duties to deal with, which you have very hard deadlines to meet. You're already stressed. You're already burned out. You're already tired. And so you pick up someone else's burden by simply saying yes. It's only just you. It's like, oh, okay. It's just one person asking me to do this one thing. But you already have so many other things going on. And you say yes. That one person you said yes to added more stress, more burnout, more of you being overwhelmed to what you already have going on. Now, let's go back. What if you say no? You don't have to worry about if you are doing it right for that person. You don't have to worry about the time that you have to get things done for that particular person. You don't have to worry about doing their workload on top of your workload. There's no worry. You just have to focus on what you already have going on. And you left the other person to fend for themselves and figure out their own problems because you have your own problems to deal with. It might not seem like much, but by you saying no to that one person, lighten your load. It eased your mind. You know, and what I mean by the power of saying no, when you say no, you see people's true colors. People that you think is for you, people that you think is supposed to be in your circle, that's supposed to be in your life for a very long time, you tell them no, you step back and start focusing on what you need to focus on, watch them. Watch how they maneuver. Watch how they move. Because you decided to stand up for yourself and focus on what you need to focus on for you, for your growth, for what you already have going on. Just watch. Saying no is not a bad thing. Saying no does not make you selfish. Saying no does not make you a terrible person. Saying no makes you a powerful person. It makes you a strong person. It makes you a strong-minded person. There's nothing wrong with you being selfish. If someone says you're being selfish, okay, fine. There's times when you need to be selfish, and then there's times when, okay, you probably are doing a little bit too much. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you being selfish. There are times when you are supposed to be selfish. For example, the story that I shared. Someone has so much going on already. There's a workload that they have going on. You need to focus on what you have going on in your life, the people, your family, your work. You have deadlines to meet. It's okay to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. You can't be everything to everybody. You can't be Superwoman or Superman to everybody. You can't save everybody. How are you going to save everybody if you can't save yourself? Say no. You don't have time. And that's okay. Because you need to make time and make room for other things that you have going on in your life. You can't be so concerned or worry about what other people have going on and then want to try to bring it on to you. No, let them deal with that. Just how you have to deal with your issues, they have to deal with their issues, problem solving, figuring it out, finding a way. They have to figure that out. That's not on you, and it shouldn't be put on you. There is beauty in saying no. Can you watch my kids? And you want to go out this weekend because you've been working hard all week? Say no. You deserve that. Oh, can you pick up this project that we have going on? It's due next week. And you already got a project that you've been working on for weeks that's due next week the same time it's due? Say no. Oh, can you do so? No. That goes for everything. Somebody asking to borrow some money. Say no. It's okay to say no. There is power in saying no. You don't have to say yes to everything. You don't have to be everything to everyone, because guess what? Everyone's not going to be everything to you. And that's just reality. You trying to be a superwoman, superhero to so many people, but they're not doing it to you. Your people need you. When they need you, you have to be there. But when you need them, they're not going to be there. Learn how to step back and take a look at who's really for you and who's not for you. When you say no, I'm telling you, you will see people fall out of your life. And once you see that, then you know that they are not for you. Because someone, when you say no, people are going to understand that's really for you. They're going to understand that you already have so much going on. A person that even sees that you already have so much going on, they probably won't even ask you to do anything for them. Or ask you to do this because they already see it. Now I get it. You working on somebody else's clock? Okay. That one's pretty common sense. You got some work to do. But even then, there's times when you got to say, I can't. I already have these many things going on. Can you give this to someone else? And I remember I spoke on an episode before. And I said, you know, I'm good at what I do. But there is other people that I work with that do what I do. They might not do it as good as me, but they do what I do. Go ask them. Be vocal about what you need. Be vocal about what it is that you have to do for yourself. You already have so many things going on. It's okay for you to tell your boss, your supervisor, your manager, whoever. It's okay for you to tell your employee that you can't do this. I already got something going on. Now, if I could finish this in enough time, then maybe I'll pick it up. But if not, go ask Jane. Go ask John. Go ask Maria. Go ask somebody else. And that's fine. Don't feel bad because you made the decision to look out for yourself, something that you haven't done in a while. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad for putting you first. Don't feel bad about wanting to be on top of your A game so that you won't continue to fall into this dark pit and be stressed, be overwhelmed, be burnt out, be weary. Say no, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. It took me a while. It took me a while. Sometimes I still struggle. Now, everything I say is definitely easier said than done, but once you set your mind to do something, you're going to do it. The mind is powerful. The mind is a beautiful thing. Change your mindset to what it is that you want and need in life. And it'll start to just show in everything, how you move, how you speak. It starts to show. So if you have the mindset of saying, I got too much going on, I need to focus on me, you're going to start to believe it. And it's going to be easy for you to say no. It definitely took me a while, especially with my family. Sometimes you just got to say no. Sometimes you got to say no to your family. Sometimes you got to say no to your significant other. You trying to take out how much and put a loan in who name? Yeah, no, it ain't going. Like, it's those, that's a realistic thing. You got to say no sometimes. You already have so much going on. You already have things that you need to focus on. Never feel bad about putting yourself first. Saying no is self-care. Saying no is a complete sentence. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. You have so much going on. You have so many things you are trying to accomplish right now. Say no. Do what you need to do for you. And say no. Be strong minded. To be strong overall. And say no.
If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.